Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 College Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Franklin Park Borough here in Pennsylvania, PA, checking in, and my good brother, he's out there in the queue, Mr. Kevin James. Over.
Okay, thanks, Bill. KD2FBM checking in through the Echolink system from Honiana, New York. Good evening, and I'm the last one in the queue.
Good evening. Let's see, we'll start with Bill, KD3TFB. What's going on tonight?
Roger, fine business here. It's around in the 40s here, and we're going to go down to maybe the upper 30s tonight. A little windy. It's been windy last couple days, but I'm not complaining about it. We're just observing, and you know how it is at the school time. Everyone has these cookies. There's enough cookies here for the whole Roman army. So they packed them up with saran wrap and their, you know, the coverings for tomorrow. too much for me to eat. You know, I like maybe one or two, but I can't eat a half a dozen. It does the body no good. But anyhow, good to hear from you. Thanks for being there. That won't hold the repeater. And I wish the best to everyone here. And we'll be listening. KA3TFB logged into the Echolink system. Over.
All right. Sounds like you're almost, you're about the same temperature as us, I think. So. All right. Well, thanks, Bill, over there in Franklin Park Borough. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KT2FBM. Kevin, what's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Bill, and everyone listening on the net. KD2FBM out here in Oneonta. Got a little mist out there tonight, 41 degrees. The wind has been blowing around here pretty good today. And I got a little ambitious this afternoon and assembled my command center with my multitude of radios, all three of them, and got myself situated. Yeah, yesterday I disappeared, went to Syracuse with my other friend, KD2HKB, that would be Matt over in Sherburn, who assists with the Octen, and we got to meet Jack, KA2ZNZ, and his wife Carol, and forgive me, I can't remember her call to save my life at the moment, but had a very nice time with them. We met at Tully's and just had a nice chit-chat. It was really great, so had a good day, a little too much for me because I ended up back in Utica, had to do a couple things there, and then slowly meandered my way back down here, so it was a long day. So with that being said, I'll say 7-3. I'm going to chill out and relax and see what happens. KD2FBM back to net control.
All right. Well, thanks, Kevin. And sounds like you're having a good time there with the command center. And hope it all comes together, and glad to I'm glad you got to see Jack there and his better half. All right. We'll catch up with you later. Okay, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Servicemen. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And to PFM, good evening, Jeff.
I have AOW.
WA2U.
All right, there's three more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. Yeah, it's one fellow I talked to since 91. Never got a chance to meet up with KA2ZN Vet. I'd like to, but I don't drive that far anymore. I'm getting old. Okay, with that, we got a temperature of 37 degrees. Temperature range is 37 to 51. It's been dropping since midnight. And today I finally broke down and myself, or not the van, I broke down and started the wood fire up again. So I'll probably stay on for the winter now, the way it looks. And let's see, we had heavy rain last night into this morning, and boy, did we have wind today, and I do mean wind, that's for sure. Couple little bad peak of sun, but mostly rain, clouds all day, still have to run on the 9-mile power, because there hasn't been enough sun to charge those batteries up, that's for sure. So, everything's quiet, everything's all ready here for Christmas. Did go to see Mama today. And first she didn't even know who I was, and then within a few minutes she finally realized who I was. So that's it. I got my digi thing here now too, and I'm going to tell to you, very interesting thing. I had to put all of them in up here, conventional channels, and just lock out the scanning. Look, I had to lock out the control control channels, or the handshake channel, I should say, and I hope they change that usually in the morning around anywhere from 4 to 6:30. I wake up and see the thing on, and then I know I got to change, put the 3125 or exchange that back to the 3625 or vice versa. I gotta do it. I try every way to pull with the trunk and everything, and it just keeps locking up on the handshake channel, and nothing I seem to be able to do about it. I don't know. I tried everything. I looked at two different ones explaining how to do it on YouTube and that, and I don't know, something I must just constantly overlooking and not getting right. So I use that alternate thing, and so far so good. With that, we'll say God bless and 73s on 2PFM Quip.
All right, George. Wonder, if you look at the long-term forecast, they're looking to get back up in the 50s there next week after the weekend. So I don't know. It's a beautiful winter so far. All right, let's see. We'll move on now to N5AOW. Bob, good evening. What's up?
Hello, Jeff, and everyone on frequency N5AOW. Well, not much. My way, I had an appointment with a dealer this morning and ran my truck over. I had an engine light come on, no big deal. It was one of these evaporative emissions faults of some kind. It wasn't anything too serious until I got there, and I thought, well, the part evidently was about $175, and it turned out when they repaired it or looked into it, it was part of I guess a line that broke, went to it, not broke but cracked. And it was a small leak of some sort, so they repaired the line or cut it back and replaced the line, whatever they did, and put a new clamp on it. But erase the codes, and it's working fine, no problem at all. I just have to drive it far enough now to let the code disappear within the system itself. Normal procedure, but you got to put about 50 to 70 miles on the vehicle. I had to do that with the Impala, the other one we had, and took a while. I drove down to Evans from the dealership with the analyzer on it, and you hold a steady speed. And about the time I pulled into Evans to turn around, the light went out. So with this one, I guess it's just going to be probably a trip going down to Utica and back, and that should take care of it. Other than that, I'll tell you what, it was the only way I can put it is a yucky day. It rained all day here. It was a nuisance on and off. It rained. Then we had a bit of snow. Then it went back to rain again. So I guess it's letting us know it's coming, Jeff. So not much we can do about it. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening, and everyone else in 5AOW.
All right, I know how that is with playing the code game on the car. Hopefully you win. All right, good luck with that, Bob. All right, we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, FC, next is WA2U. John, good evening, what's up?
Oh, good evening, Jeff, WA2U, and good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. We have a 33.7 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Had a good day today. The guys showed up this morning, and I helped them get some of the tile up in our foyer. Took a little bit of time. The foyer is about 14 by 23, so we're going to put tile down in the entranceway, and then put some carpeting in, and then we had to move some of the gym equipment around. So. And working on the ceiling, and there's a large closet out there, and worked on the entranceway here. Boy, it looks nice. We've got a new cellar door down coming for downstairs, and some new windows waiting for those. They'll probably all come on Christmas Eve or something. I always kid, kid the crew, you know, the chief, that I go, boy, I bet you everybody wished that they did some of this, but when it was sunny out, but... So we did some of that. Still haven't gotten the stove going. We got a lot of stuff in the living room that was out of the foyer. It's almost like a garage. It's amazing, but kind of gives a new twist on things. Everything's in the out there. Made a few phone calls today. Got some updates. Actually, it's kind of neat. I chatted with the people at the Barada factory today. So. Checking on a few things, chatted with a few people down in Herkimer at the office there. We're going to run down there tomorrow, I think, get down there early. I guess the waiting line's like 2.5-3 hours, but we're just doing transfer stuff, but you still got to sit in the same room, so hopefully I'll get up early and get down there. And what else is going on? Just projects around the house. I don't know if we're going to get over to the camp this Saturday. I haven't been on for a few evenings because we've been packing it in early, as they say, and getting up early, and in the process of investigating a permit for the state property that's out in back here. So I want to set up a barrier all along the water here, so I'm going to start that today, actually. Guy's going to get back to me, so it'll be kind of a nice thing to do, to set up a barrier. So you can't put up no trespassing at private signs, but you can tell people that, you know, go away. So that was about it. It was kind of interesting day weather-wise, but no complaints, you know, this time of the year. And you're right, next week it's going to warm up again. So it's kind of interesting listening to what's happening in other parts of the country with the trees and things coming out and blossom, and oh well. WA2, back to that.
All right, John. Yeah, my father down there at Newport, he said his dandelions, they bloomed, and the little fuzzy seeds are all over the yard again. So they're that's good. It's that wonderful El Nino. I hope it sticks around for a few decades. Anyway, yeah, we got the guys coming over here tomorrow to finish up one little thing, and it'll be hopefully done. And I might be heading up into camp this weekend myself. I take every spare weekend I can up there, I suppose. You never know when the last day is before it won't be so easy to get in there again. Anyway, all right, John. You guys have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in. Well, for myself, just a work day. Nothing special. I stayed inside for most of it. So, again, I missed all the yucky weather. That's about it. Well, it's not going to be much different. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-in? This is KD2AIT.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight? Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, yeah, the other repeater wiped me out there after I checked in. Yeah, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on board. It's kind of a cool day down here. We had mist and light rain most of the day. Got up to about 48, 49. And high wind, went down to 41 at the moment. So I think maybe the weather is actually changing finally. We've had some great weather for this fall, that's for sure. 7 trees all around. KA2000.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and I guess they still haven't gotten the input fixed over there on the Rochester repeater. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KD2FEM with a quick comment for Jack.
Okay, Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Jack, I just wanted to say, hey, thanks again for bringing Carol out and meeting us over at Tully's yesterday. That was really cool. K2ZNZ, this is KD2FPM. I'll say 7-3 and give you a salute. All right, back to net control. KD2FPM standing by.
It was our pleasure, that's for sure. KD2ZNZ.
All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular AMCU. So I'd like to thank, let's see, Bill out in Franklin Park Borough, Kevin, George, Bob, John, and Jack for checking in tonight. 373, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, WIT, if you're still there, Jeff.
Yeah, what's up, John?
Well, I'm sure you know about this, but I just learned this the other day. The difference between a micro USB and a mini USB.
No, to be honest with you, I don't know. I know one of the ends go into a cell phone usually, and the other end goes into your computer.
Well, the reason I got into this, I bought a small digital recorder the other day. And, you know, now everything is got a USB standard on one end. And so I had the cord, and I'm trying to plug it into the side of this, and Kathy had the instruction man. I go, do they talk about anything with a... So go over and look at that, see if it talks about anything, special way to plug it in. So I called the company up, and I asked them, She says, no, there's no special technique. And I talked to the guy. No, you should be able to just plug. I said, well, this thing does not plug in. I'm not going to force it. It's got the two little knurls on it. And the other one, I said, I went upstairs, and the computer has a different type of USB. It's flat, and that plugs in fine. So the one with the two little tabs on it is the micro, and the one that's just a plain, like, flat is the mini. So I know there's a Type B USB that the Ken would use, if I have that also. But every day you learn something. But you know, a lot of he opened up a couple of the other players they had, and they had the cables. I said, well, you're probably going to get some phone calls from people that say, well, this cable must fit in there because it was in the box, but somebody evidently put the wrong cables with the digital recorder. So it ought to be interesting. WATU.
Roger. I know how that goes. To be honest with you, you get a cable and especially if you got something brand new and you want to play around with it right then and there. You know what I mean? Well, good luck with it. I keep a box here. Every time I, have a USB cable of some kind, I just, whatever device on it doesn't work anymore, or I don't have it anymore for whatever reason, I throw the cable into the box, and at some point, somewhere along the line, I usually end up digging through that box trying to find a cable to fit something, and usually find it, too. So, all right, John, I'm going to head off bed here, so you and Kathy have a good evening. Catch up with you later. KDQAIG.
I just want to know, a lot of them are only 18 inches long, if that, so, all right, Jeff, I thought you'd find a little bit interesting. Have a great evening. Thanks for doing that, WATU, clear 73.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for your use of Echolink. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. And Bill K. 3TFB, hopefully I'll catch you tomorrow. I got to run, unfortunately, because I've got to get a couple of weather forecasts recorded for the radio station. So until then, I will say 73, KD2FPM is clear and out.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the Echolink system. And Mr. Kevin James, it'll be hit and miss if I'm available to give a consultation there. We surely will, but you do the safe thing, and catch you later. KA3TFB is clear on this frequency. Indeed, a good evening to all.
This is KA2ZNZ to the United Colony. Traffic and emergency net. We're looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And please wait till the tail drops on your repeater and check in then, please.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic. Ray, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. 73s, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack.
I believe another station came in, but I was receiving the interference from the other 655 repeater. Please wait till the tail drops on the boom door repeater. And try it one more time, please. I'll stand by.
Me, Jack, and 5AOW. Good evening.
Okay, good evening, Bob. N5AOW. Thank you for checking in. See, I can hear a sound behind that other repeater, but barely can I make out the call or anything like that. It's just, you know, but I know there's I knew there was somebody in there. So thanks for standing by. 73s, have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2 Zaranga.